Okay. This week's parsha is Parshas Vaschanan. Shabbos Nachamu. So I want to tell you over a vort from the Sfasemis of Berjan. Not the regular Sfasemis. Sfasemis of Berjan. Berjan was the place where the Marsham was from. Berjan. I have a Talmud in L.A., Adi Pachter, so he always likes this word from the Sfasemis of Berjan. So I figured I would, and I even, you know, when I want to show you something I'm excited about, I even Xerox the Shar blot. So I Xerox, what page?
Eight.
Page 8 is the Shar blot from Shulam Shraga Feivish Halpern.
Berjan.
Halpern. I wonder if they relate. No, there's a very chashuv yid who was just lifted this week in the west side of Avram Halpern. A very chashuv person. His family was the miyasta of Bnei Brak. The Chazanish was at his bris. You know, he was close with the. I don't know if there's any connection with this Halpern or that, but. It's good I had to mention this person. He sometimes would come to my shir in the west side. So the Torah begins, V'aschanan el Hashem ba'isa hi le'mor. Hashem elokim atach ilosa l'haros es avducho. Es godlucho v'es yodcho achazocho she'om yel m'ashamayim u'arsa she'hi asecha ma'asecha gubur asecha. So he's saying all these things that Hashem did. Godlucho. Yotcha Chazoka, Rashi says, all these things that Hashem did in the fast. So the point being, and then he starts saying, can I come into Eretz Yisrael? So what's this whole discussion? You know, Atachi Losa LaRosh HaSahad L'chah, Esgod L'chah V'es Yotcha Chazoka. What's that whole introduction? You already showed us in the past your Nisim v'Niflos Ebron Abar Tzecha. Then you have a pasuk in Devarim, in last week's parasha, page 6. It says, Yoshua Tzivesi Ba'esa Hi Le'mor. Moshe says, I commanded Yoshua, Hinech Aro says, Kol Asha Osa Hashem Elokechem L'Shnei HaMelochim Ha'ela. Where it's, you saw what we did to these two nations, Sichon v'Og, right? Ken yaseh Hashem l'chol ha'mamlochos. So too Hashem should do the same thing. So what's this idea of mentioning the past and then asking for the future? I mean, is it part of the same idea like by Shmon Esri, we say Divrei Shevach, and then we say Bakashas? What is this all about? So the Sfasemis of Berjan has a Yisod, which comes out a certain, based on the Pasuk in Ashrei, on page 11. What does the Pasuk say? Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiu V'tzitzkoscha Yuranenu. So what does the Metzudas David say? Rav Tuvcha, Rav Tuvcha V'tzitzkoscha. We're gonna say over the greatness of Hashem's Tov. And we're going to praise his tzidkus. So, Sfas Emes Merjan says the following. Take a look, let's start in the middle of page 10. First word in the line is a necharo. Because a person wants to cause a salvation, a Yeshua, for something. Sarach Lizkor Gedulasa Yisbar Shemo, Mashapol Va'asa Nisim V'Neflos Rabos. V'Yidezen Nisor HaMokor Shel HaYeshuas. So it's Hashem has the ability of bringing Yeshua. So how do we tap into that? If we speak about something that came from the past, the Yeshua in the past, that sort of gets the Yeshuas flowing. And that's Peshat, Ushafte Mayim Besoso Mi Mayne HaYeshua. There's the Mayne HaYeshua is the well where Hashem Kiviyochol brings out his Yeshuas. Mi Yeshua HaAvra Tekablu Ata. Kumo Shekosuv Zecha Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu. So what is that idea of Zecha Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu? So take a look what he says in Parshas Toldos on page 15. On the left side, Zeu Zecher of Tuvcha Yabiyu Perish, Kikishi Yisrael Heim Be'emes Mayan Umokar, Hashem Zorcha Aleim Maori Or Hatzloch Vashpo Hayel Yonam Yito Yisbar Mikedem Miaz Lamala Me'ateva Lamala Me'haskel Heim Lumadim Benisim Vatzum Misaper Achlofon Melgenu Musein Aram Chisa Anones Hashemish Choshkwa Maoros. So he says here, look on page 16. He says, "Shamati came b'shem tzadiki emes, shakachi askul, shonim rotsu lahamshich al atzmo, eizi Yeshua, hazai yisaper v'yaske as haniflos v'Yeshua she'osu hu yisbarach im adam acher im pam acheres." But if you mention a Yeshua that happened in the past, that will bring a present Yeshua. And it's really in the Noyim Elimelech on page 17. On the Pasuk Re'eh Nochin Yusheim Flechem. Then we refer to Pasuk Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu. What does that mean? Tikvah Kosonu Mezeh Par Mishat Tzadik U'Moor Rachem Tomin Al Dei Taros HaKadoshik Se'osuk Bo'Lashmo. So the next paragraph. Zeh Zecher Rav Loshin Mayim Tiva Eish. He says, K'sheshofchim Mayim Al Eish. See, if you pour water on a fire, right? Hamayim mevabim. It starts to what? Bubble. Right? Like you put water on the fire. You know, put a kettle of water on fire. It starts bubbling. So that's what it means. Mevabeya. That's tuvcha yabiyu. Zecherav. If you go to, like Rav Shechter says, Zochar Yom HaShabbos is lahaskir from the Rambam. So Zecherav. If you mention all the good things, then tuvcha yabiyu, that you'll cause the tov to what? The bubble. I mean, and come out of the kos ha-yeshuos, so to speak. That's a moment, tzorach yisarusa mutata. Whereas Hashem has this kos yeshuos, and if we mention things of good that happened in the past, that will cause the bubbling to overflow. Right, there's Gemara in Tainus, we learn Mikvos, that when it rains, that causes the question is, when you have rainwater that goes into the ground, so one opinion the Gemara says that every drop of rainwater causes true drops of well water to come up from the ground. So there's a halachic nafkamina about Mayan and Mikvah. Eilucha tipa Yoredes milmala and shnei tipos olos milmata. So the same thing. We are meorer. Hashem says has this kos yeshuos and zecherav we maskir the good in the past. Tuvcha yabiyu, that will cause the tov to be mevabeya, to bubble and come out to us again. And we meorer the Yeshuas of the future, of the present, by saying things about the past. So the Sfasem, so the Nomel Mel basically says it, but the Sfasemis of Berjan, you know, goes on that, and then he says that's the Pshat in the Psukim in Vaschana. Take a look back now to his piece in Vaschanan on page 10. So that's the pshat when we mention Atachi Losa Laharos as Avdecha, as Godlecha Vizyotcha Chazaka. You did already so many nisim, and that's hopefully going to be Ma'orer, the Kosei Yeshuas. He says, then it says, Lav Kol Odom left, the right bottom, page 10. Lav Kol Odom Roeh B'Shoveh, Lechen Kan, Shemoshe Rosh, Atzarch Yoshua, Lilochem, Im Lamed Aleph Melochem. Right, Hashem sees that Moshe was Nilcham in Sichon V'Og. Yeshua is going to have to take on 31 Melochem. So how is he going to do that? And he doesn't have the Koach that Moshe had. So that's what Moshe said, third line, the left side. L'chein omer l'Moshe, Einecha haroz! Tomi ki'ilu hayom nasa, v'aldei zeh kein yasa Hashem l'chol l'mamochos. Because if you see, if you mention now, it's something like in the present, you're mentioning it now, it's like it's happening now, and that's going to ma'orer. So we mentioned about the Mocham of Sichon V'Og, and that should help you fight the other kingdoms, the Lamed Aleph Melochim. Like they said, Timshach v'tifol acharka kanam ho Yisrael yu v'regazos. And that's the pshat. He made seischa me'eretz Mitzrayim erenu neflos. Hashem says, I'm going to make miracles like the miracles you saw when you went out of Mitzrayim. So the Zohar asked the Kasha, what do you mean ki made seischa? It said ki yom seischa. They went out of Mitzrayim in one day. What do you mean ki made seischa? Well, it's a ki yom seischa. That's the Zohar's Kasha. So the Sfasemis answers from Berjan, ki mishu etzlo b'chol yom kechadoshos hu yotze b'chol yom in Mitzrayim. Every day you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So every day you could be Poel Yeshuos. So the Yimei Teischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim is not only the day we went out, but every day we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's Ki'ilu, it is his orus of that. You know, there's a famous, I said this over my son's bris, the word from the Kedushas Levi. Based on the Kedushas Levi, that what? That it says in the Gemara Shabbos that when did they make Hanukkah? Lashon Acheres, the next year. They didn't cover right away. Why Lashon Acheres? Because they wanted it. So these farms, the Kedushas Levi and others mentioned that, you see, sometimes Hashem makes a Yeshua, and then it was a one-time thing, but sometimes he puts it in the Bria. So Kol Yisrael wasn't sure. Was the Nes Chanukah a one-time thing? Or was it something that he put in the Bria, and every year on that same day, the Yeshuas will Mevabeah again? So they could only know that L'shana Acheres, when they felt there was a Hasorus, the Orus of Chanukah were this Orer once again, and they were able to see that. And so I thought that this Fasemis is the Pasha Pshad, and you know, maybe if I'd one day write a Haggadah Shal Pesach, I'd put this in, that this is the whole idea of Haggadah Shal Pesach. Because the Haggadah Shal Pesach is where speaking about all the Nisim and Niflos Hashem, so we're trying to tap in to the Kosei Yeshuas that Hashem gave us in the past. And that Zecherav Tuvcha Yabiyu, if we mention these things, then Tuvcha Yabiyu, then the Yeshuas will be Mifapeya. And I thought that's pshat in, and that's what it means on page 25. Shafte Mayim B'Soson Mimayne Yeshua. There's a Mayne Yeshua. There's a Mayan in Shamayim where all the Yeshuas are coming from. where all the Yeshuas are coming from. So I thought maybe to say this week's parsha is also about Shabbos. Shomos Yom HaShabbos HaKadsho is in Vaschanan, and Yisrod Zochar is Yom HaShabbos HaKadsho. And Rav Shecht always points out that the Pshat in the Rambam, that the Chiv Kiddush Midaraisa, is because the Rambam understands, as Rav Shecht pointed out, that Zochar means Lahazkir. You have to mention Shabbos. So you speak about Shabbos, that brings, and Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha. That's why the famous Zohar on page 26. Right, this is a big Zohar. That any bracha that we get in the future week comes from Shabbos. Kihi makor habracha. That's what the Chafetz Chaim said. Why do you want to end Shabbos early? You want the more Shabbos you have, the more what? The more shefa. I have a friend, Rabbi Harari. He waits till absolute darkness. Right, absolute darkness.
What does that mean?
It means there's a time. In other words, at night it gets dark, and then it gets darker and darker. But there's a certain time that it's absolutely, it doesn't get darker anymore.
It's not as late as that.
But absolute darkness. So then you should get the Shefa Bracha. Absolute darkness. Because, and what's the idea? So, you know, so besides the Zohar, that all the bracha of the future week, I'll tell you a story. You want to hear a story? I'll tell you a good story. This is the story. I grew up in Flatbush. Not by Foster, but by 28th and L. So I used to daven with a man who had a number on his arm. And I always was makpid. And Motzai Shabbos, I would go to him to get a bracha. Because I figured, why? Because of the famous story of the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe, you know, was in a certain community. And they said to the Rebbe, and he was there temporarily. And he said, okay, Rebbe, you're here, you give us brachas. Now when you leave, who's going to give us the brachas? So he said, you know, go to shul, you see a man putting on tefillin, and you see you can see his arm, and you see a number there, you go to him for a bracha. Because you see, such a person who went through such yisurim and still is a mamin, he has the koyach habracha. So that's why I was makpid, every Motzai Shabbos, to go to this man, Mr. Weiss from Flatbush. I would go to him to get a bracha. So it was the Shabbos of my ofrof. And that was the, you know, of course that was the Shabbos that I definitely wanted a bracha for the, and on Tzai Shabbos he wasn't there. So I had somebody actually drove me to his house to get the bracha. Happens to be Rav Scheinberg was in town also that Shabbos, so I got a bracha from him as well. But I wanted to get a bracha before for the Shabbos offer, because the wedding was that week, to get that because of desire. And then there's an Orchaim HaKadoshi. But that's the idea, like Rav Shechter says, you mention Shabbos, that's Zochas Yom HaShabbos HaKadsho, so it works in will. That's this Yisod of Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiyu, because Shabbos is a Makor HaBracha, so you want to tap into that. So if we speak about, we say Kiddush, and we speak about the Shevach of Shabbos, that's going to tap into the Kos HaYeshuos of Shabbos for the week to come. And I said, and then there's another thing. There's a Orchaim HaKadosh. Take a look on page 23. There's other places also, but you look on page 23 on the left side. He says, "Kfar Kasavti L'Mala Shabriya Hu Yesh Mi'ayin Hu Mashem Nivra Biyom Arishon B'Dibur Echad V'Maiseh Hu Tikon She." As he says like this, basically Hashem created the world Yesh Mayayim, and then Shabbos came. But so it is, Hashem only creates the world for 6 day intervals. Every Shabbos is the creation now for the next 6 days. In other words, Shabbos, it's the generator for the next thing. It was only Sheshis Yomim. He Sheshis Yomim Asa Hashem Esa Shemayim V'Arts. The creation was for 6 days. And then the Shabbos, and then the Shabbos brings another 6 days. The next Shabbos brings another 6 days. And that works in. But the idea of Kiddush, you can, like Rav Shechter says, Lahaskir, you can fit into the same idea. That in mentioning, Hashem wants us to mention. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions, Atachi Losa Laros as Abdecha, as Godcha, and then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Einecha Ros as Kol Asher Asar Shalachem L'Shnei Hamlochim. Haros, present, because you're mentioning it now. And that's going to be Ma'orer for the future. And that's probably Pshat Nagadah Shal Pesach. And we mentioned the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ki'ilu Ata Yotzah Mitzrayim, right? Like the Rambam says. So it's not a thing in the past. It's a thing that's happening. And this is the Shabbos of Shabbos Nachamu. So we mentioned, so Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, even the Chayyim Chazal tell us, the Medrash says, Veskanan is Minyan 515. He said 515 tefillos. Still wasn't answered. But as the Dubna Magid says, Rabbi Tuckman likes to go from the Dubna Magid, that every tefillah, nothing goes in vain. Hashem puts it in, you know, in the Kosa, Mayimei HaYeshua. And then we mention a minute, then things can be poil. But nothing goes in vain. That's kind of Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Atachi Losa. He's invoking the principle of Zecharav Tuvcha Yabiyu. And Moshe Rabbeinu as well, by Yeshua. So Yeshua Tzivesa Bezehi, Hinecharos, Kein Yasa. But that's the way Hashem operates. You know, Hashem Tzilcha. The Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, quotes Chazal, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is like a shade. Because what's a shade? If you put out your arm, then you see the shade. So it means that we, whatever we do, the shade follows us. So that's how Hashem. It's in the Nefesh HaChaim. Rav Beresh Mandelbaum showed me that it's maybe the earliest source is the Rav Moshe Imid Gabay, right? The Avodas HaKodesh has that idea as well. So Hashem wants us to appreciate and invoke the past to bring out the future. Bring out the future. So every time we mention something from the past, that's more of the future. But it's interesting, Rav Wilson points out in the Sefer an interesting idea. He says, how come the Kriyas HaTorah of Tisha B'Av morning, Kisol Ibanim Ubnei Banim, is from Veschanim? It's interesting. Like, why should that be the Kriyas HaTorah? That's okay, they could have found other psukim that are, you know. So he says, because Hashem didn't want that there should be a Kriyas HaTorah of Tisha B'Av, and then, which we say on Tisha B'Av, and then when we read that same Kriyas HaTorah another time in the year, we get a Ma'orah of Tisha B'Av. So Dafka, the Kriyas HaTorah we're reading anyway from this week. So there wouldn't be another time in the year that we're saying, oh, this is the Kriyas HaTorah for Tisha B'Av. The old Kriyas HaTorah for Tisha B'Av is only this week. And to counter anything bad, we have the beginning of Eschanan, which on one hand you can say it's depressing, because Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times, but we believe that there's the Kos HaYeshuas, that nothing is in vain, and all the tefillahs are, so sometimes it's not the time for that to come out. But if we maskir and appreciate Karas HaTov and appreciation for what Hashem did in the past, then that's the way. That's the way things operate in the Kos HaYeshuas, in the laws of the Kos HaYeshuas, Mayne HaYeshua, the Mayonos of Yeshua. It gets from the Zoros Miltata. It's like the raindrop comes in, and it causes two raindrops to come out. And that's the And that's the yisod of the Dor Milimelech, of the Sfasemis of Berjan, all the yisod of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Eschanan and Hashem. And everyone needs Yeshuas. Everyone, that's why the Hasidim are very into telling Sipur Masios of the past. Because that's Ma'orer. That's Ma'orer in the future. Ma'orer Hashem, not only it's Ma'orer Hashem, it's inspiration, but it causes in the Falmalia Shamala, it causes the Yeshuas to come forth. So Bez Hashem, as we're beginning now, the Shevet and the Chemta, we should only have Yeshuas and good things happen to us in Klal Yisrael, and this should lead to the Biyash Mashiach Tzidkin Mehomi Yomeinu, because Paschanan Hashem Atach Ilosa, you already showed as Godlecha, as Yadcha Chazoka, etc. So now Yiratzon, that it should be Aharat HaOlf HaZev HaLavonon, which Rashi says Atarat HaOlf Zer Yushalayim HaLavonon Zer Beis HaMikdash Yiratzon Yibona B'mheira Yomeinu.